The ticket says it's going to take more than back surgery to stop the Normathon. Friday, December 26th, join Norm at Whataburger on Park and Midway in Carrollton on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Tomorrow at 6, Charlie Waters and Cliff Harris will be at Dillard's in Column Creek Mall in Plano. And they will have their book, Tales from the Dallas Cowboys. Buy it for $25. They'll sign it for you. Also given away out there will be the History of the Dallas Cowboys DVD, courtesy of Warner Brothers Home Video. So go see Charlie and Cliff tomorrow night in the men's shoe department at Dillard's at Column Creek.
I love Dillard's.
All right, we have something to give away here now, right?
Stars tickets, I believe.
Stars tickets.
Mm-hmm. To see Hitch.
Yep, the Flyers, December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to throw in another pair of tickets to go see the Sharks on January 30th, and mm-hmm. these are $115 face value tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give away a pair tomorrow and a pair Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't win today, you can call 214-GO-STARS. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stars, for the tickets, and take advantage of their ticket twofer. It is when you buy a Stars Club Luxury ticket to see the Flyers game on the 29th of December, they will give you a free ticket to see the Sharks on January 30th.
What a great gesture by the Stars.
Thank you, Stars. And Mike, how are we giving these away?
To the guy with the most zits on his face.
Well, me.
Go in here and get them, Snake.
Zit head. Snake.
They will go to the first person on the one ball
line. Let's make it the seventh person.
All right, the seventh person on the one ball line with the correct answer to this question.
Make it tough, Holmes.
Make it really hard, Mike.
What prominent Ranger is rumored to be on the trade block?
Wow.
Wow.
Be the seventh caller with the correct answer to that, and you win.
Good gosh.
You dug deep.
Give him a chance, Ron.
Sure did.
You dug deep.
All right. It is 6:43 right now, Grego. And if it's 6:43, that can mean two things and two things only.
Huh?
One, that we've got about a minute in this segment. And the other, that it's time for...
Facts Fun.
Yes. We temporarily suspend any and all telephone operations. And turn our attention now to missives and communiques received by the miracle of the facsimile machine. All right, here's one from Jeff in Grapevine. Yes, Corby, thank goodness the spare bands you enjoy, such as Widespread, never engage in any mind-altering substances.
What was he talking about here?
You making fun of Gary Stewart?
Yeah, making fun of Gary Stewart.
For drinking?
Go ahead.
Whiskey, after all, is much worse than a steady diet of cannabis, right? Grego, today I sympathize with you sitting in the studio and having the good Mr. Stewart's memory sullied.
You know what? I think we paid him a proper tribute. This is a man who blew
his... loved it.
He blew his neck off. All right?
I just appreciate his long-running battles with the Gator over the years. All right, here's a haiku that even Rhines will enjoy. In 2004, everything means everything. Gonna miss you, Snake.
I don't get it.
By the way,
what's a dumb haiku?
I need to give you some follow-up Gary Stewart information.
Mm-hmm.
He was found in his home in Florida, Fort Pierce.
He was from Kentucky, though.
Right. Police said that his wife of 43 years died last month.
Whoa. Back it up. How old was he?
He was 15 when he was married.
He stayed married from the age of 15 on?
Couldn't stand it.
He found him a good one.
He's like Free Willy.
Died of a broken heart.
You think he remained faithful in all those years?
Probably not.
Hey, but even if he didn't, my God, 43 years.
Yeah.
Give the guy a little nookie on the side.
When did she die?
Last month.
Huh.
It probably affected him a little bit.
If you stay married for 43 years, aren't you entitled to...
blow your neck off?
Couple
nookie,
affairs?
Nookie. I would think so. I hope so.
He might have been...
Let's hope that the laws are passed that favor the married man at that point.
He might have been trying to celebrate and shoot his gun in the air, and it accidentally went off into his neck.
Or it might have been the Gator. Let's not count him out. Here's one from Michael Black, formerly of the Real Little Mavericks, a.k.a. UTA, presently of the Brothers Black. What an ironic day. We learn of the death of one of the great honky-tonk singers ever, the great Gary Stewart.
Amen.
On the same day, the 10-year anniversary of the bastard stepchild of all networks, Fox, celebrates its rise to prominence. My Fox viewing over the past 10 years has been and will continue to be limited to the 6 hours on Sunday and the occasional Saturday that the NFL forces us to tune to this joke of a network that has brought us such classics as That 70s Show.
Funny.
I was alive for the original. It wasn't great then. That great then. And the unbelievable whip that is The Simpsons.
Greatest show ever.
An 8-bowl show, minimum number of bowls ingested in the previous 15 minutes to make that show seem remotely funny. I would rather watch a test pattern than have to sit through their pregame NFL show. Watching their pregame show only reminds me that the NFL Hall of Fame somehow allowed the very pedestrian Howie Long to be immortalized in bronze while continuing to snub more deserving players like the great Harvey Banks Martin. If I was interested in watching the play with the same view that someone sitting in the middle of the upper deck in the end zone had, I would have bought an effing ticket. The world was a much better place before Fox existed as a network.
Now, I know Michael Black. You know Michael Black better
than I do. He's a good buddy of mine. He's just wrong on this one.
Don't you think that he would laugh his ass off at The Simpsons if he would ever just sit down and watch it?
I can't believe he doesn't like that. Because
I know. He's got a smart ass.
He's got a terrific sense of humor.
And you too, Oldie Olderson. You would love it. You would love it. But you know what? It's more fun for you. And I understand where you're coming from, Holmes, because I do the same thing.
Don't Holmes him.
It's more fun for you to sit back and make fun of it than to get sucked in.
Though
it's easier.
He's never seen one second of it.
It is so intelligent.
I've never seen one episode.
Right. And it's easy to sit back and rip it.
This world was a better place without it.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
See,
I've seen the effect that it's had on kids.
What kids?
On the youth of America.
Who?
My nephews.
And?
They watch it, and they're a couple of little smart asses.
I hate to tell you this, but...
There's no chance that runs in the family, is it?
Not in my sister's, it doesn't.
And it smart-assed them. I didn't watch The Simpsons.
My sister's stinky box.
Oh, my. Not now.
I'm going to kill you.
That smart-assdom started before The Simpsons. I promise you, I was a smart-ass in the 7th and 8th and 9th grade, and there was no Simpsons going on then.
See, I blamed it all on Don Rickles.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Then I found out, you know what, it wasn't his fault.
I blamed it all on Al Jolson. To Michael.
That's you.
That's you.
The Hardline Show is starting to sound just like The Morning Show. When they are predicting how the Cowboys are going to do for the season, for George, they will go 16-0. Now that Michael works for the Rangers minor league, they're going to win 90 games every year. They have the best prospect in the league. Michael, let's be realistic. Well, that is not true. I don't work for their minor league.
Don't you?
No.
What are the Frisco Rough Riders? Who's their major league team?
The Rangers.
Conflict of interest right there, buddy.
I don't think so.
And we told you going into that last year, watch out.
Yep. That's why he has his unsupported Ranger opinion about next year, is because you're in their back pocket.
You know, that's so weird. I mean, 3 years ago, this area had no minor league teams. Now they have three.
You're the voice of Frisco Stadium.
Who?
Well, the Rough Riders, the Fort Worth Cats, and the Rangers.
All right. I know something here.
What?
You know nothing.
You know less than nothing.
Woo!
Oh, my God. He's using the George technique.
All right, that is Fox Spotter.
Wait. Maybe we can use
Look
this for another
at the
day.
Time.
I'm not finished.
What have you been concerned about the clock?
I'm very concerned about it.
I asked Reiner because...
PD, not the P1.
We asked Reiner, Danny and I did, that if the Rangers packed up and moved.
We should do this tomorrow.
We should?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead and throw the question out, and then we'll maybe discuss it tomorrow.
How would it affect him and you?
How would the Hardline be affected if the Rangers... moved to Maine.
Yeah. And that Maine had...
The Maine Rangers.
The Maine Rangers.
Right.
I'll tell you how it'll affect me. Tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that freaking tease?
Wow.
How about that, man?
Genius.
The I'm not hammer. Going to be drawn into this. This is too idiotic a premise.
Hammer's tease
well, can I bring
great.
Up the other premise? That it,
what?
That it's...
What?
Hammer's tease was great.
Was it now?
What a great tease. Wish all teases were like that when he's great.
Also, don't miss the tease that it's analogous to tomorrow, which
what?
Is even better. The Reiner family. His mom.
What about her?
I hate you.
What do you? I don't. I forgot.
That sucks, man. Don't
son
say
of
that.
Bitch. He's black.
Don't say that. God almighty.
He was 34, not 38.
All right, let's gear up for the 2-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly.
Mike, you got any more black-eyed peas?